what? Three, right? Now, the Council of Trent, and then the Catechism of the Catholic Church, right? They divide it into four, right? Because the sacraments are so important that they kind of give them as separate parts. So you have a little departure from that, you know? If you look at Thomas's reply to the Bishop of Panormitanum, wherever that is, you know, he wants Thomas to explain the creed and the sacraments and so on, give him a kind of a handy manual he can have, and Thomas says, well, the sacraments pertain to one article of the faith, right? You know, in the first of the Holy Spirit, you know, sanctifying us and so on. But because of all the importance of the sacraments in our life as a Christian, there's kind of a reason why you might expand that part, right? Then you, to a certain extent, you don't see the faith, hope, and charity as clearly as you do when you just divide it into three, right? Mm-hmm. Just like, as I said in Summa here, you know, if you look at my volumes of the second part of the Summa, you know, the Prima Pars and Secunda Pars, and it's going to be twice as big as this. If we, you know, so because of the necessity of entering into some detail when you talk about moral matters, as you know as a confessor or something, it's not as clearly seen as it is in the Summa Cum Gentiles, right, where the moral theology doesn't go into the same detail that it does here. But basically, you're following the division into three, either according to God in himself, God is the maker, God is the end, like in that Psalm 99, you know, know that the Lord is God, he made us, his we are, his people the flock he tends. That's the three parts, you know. So since you're being urged to do the summas in that part of the Psalms, right? But then you have faith, hope, and charity, then you're being what? This is the really the way you begin to be instructed first according to faith, hope, and charity, that division, huh? It's kind of beautiful that Augustine and Thomas both see that as the way to do it. And that was kind of followed when I was a child in the catechisms, huh? And sometimes they take, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life, but it would be the same three, really. And take truth would be the creed, right? Life would be the sacraments, maybe the, you know, prayer. And then the way would be, you know, what you should do and don't do. The commandments of love and the Ten Commandments, right? So, that made sense, huh? So what is he doing? Dividing this into five things here, right? Huh? I kind of play sometimes with the possibility, you know, of trying to arrive at these five by two and three, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure whether I should do that, you know. But I notice in the compendium of theology, huh, that the unity of God is among the articles or chapters on the simplicity of God, right? Oh. So they're very close together, right? Huh? Yeah. Okay? And so there might be a way of, you know, but I'm not going to try to force the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And to me, just like with Aristotle, I guess the chapter on quality has four species, right? Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to try to force it into two or three, you know. But a lot of times when you try to understand it, you do come back to two or three, huh? Yeah. Most of the time, huh? If you have more, I was talking about students and I said, now, there are some students who want to know, mm-hmm. but aren't able to know. Mm-hmm. I had no students. I feel sorry for them. There are some students who are able to know, but don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I don't feel so sorry for them, but... Then there's a third group of those who are neither want to know nor are able to know. Now, once in a while, you find that rare student who is both able to know and wants to know, right? Okay. So, I divided all students into four, right? Okay. But really, what have I done? Two divisions into two, right? Those who want to know and those who don't want to know. Those who are able to know and those who are not able to know. Mm. And then I crisscrossed them, and so I got all those four categories, right? Mm-hmm. So if you divide into more than three, you are often, what? Crisscrossing two divisions, or else using a division and a subdivision, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? And Thomas will not always stop there. It's kind of obvious to him by now, right? But like he divides order in comparison to reason, and he speaks of four orders, right? The order not made by reason, the order made by reason and so on acts, the order made by reason and acts of the will, and the order made by reason and matter. So he's got four orders, right? But you could divide the first one against the last three, because the first one is an order not made by reason, and the last three are orders made by reason. So you could divide into two and then subdivide one of them into three, right? Mm-hmm. But Thomas, you know, studens brevitatis, he says about Aristotle sometimes, he combines the two divisions once because you need fools to be able to see what he's doing, right? You know? But most fools don't see what he's doing. You see? So. Anyway. Here we're getting a...